Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Gwen Sheltemer, my co-host Felicity Signal-Reed, and our guests this week, Judy Hopkins, and now artist and workshop presenter, Roseanne Dolan. Roseanne, you work with colleagues Sherry and Lisa, and you're going to give a workshop with them. How did this come about, and have you worked with this team for long?
I'm new to this team, but Lisa and Sherry, they have worked together doing many workshops, actually, in Northumberland. Came together, we kind of figured when we saw that it was going to be the Festival of the Arts, we thought that we'd like to take, really, Sherry and Lisa's show on the road and share art with the people, specifically the experience of making art.
How did you develop this workshop? What's it called?
It's
Tell
called
us a little bit more about the actual workshop. That would be great.
Okay, it's called The Art Experience. It involves working with acrylic paints and collage and paper transfers. We're seeking to actually give our passion or share our passion for creating art and have the people who come learn to get into their passion and play, literally play with an experience, probably the child in them, without any judgment.
Yeah.
Something from the heart is what we're looking for.
You know, adults don't play enough, do they?
No, they don't.
I think a lot of that is judgment. They're scared of doing something that's not good. So will this workshop allow them to just do anything?
Yes, actually, yeah. There's no judgment. There can be never a mistake, and we want them to feel in our environment that we hope to create that there are no mistakes.
So you've said, you know, they'll be working with all sorts of materials and things. Do participants need to bring things with them then?
If they choose, they can bring personal photos or pages from magazines or paper clippings from newspapers, whatever. We will provide them with images of Canada that are iconic because we are running the workshop on the theme of Canada's 150th anniversary. And we want them to embrace the idea of being Canadian if they're Canadian or of being a visitor to Canada and what that's all about.
Hmm. So not necessarily just Northumberland, but all over Canada.
Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, so who can come to this workshop?
We would love this to be a family experience, and not necessarily the family, mother, father, daughter, son, but we want people ages 7 to whenever to be able to take part in this workshop, to work together, to work across the energies of people that are young and older.
And how long will the workshop be?
The workshop will be 2 hours.
So there's plenty of time to play.
Yes, there is plenty of time to play.
And will they get to take their creations home with them?
Yes. In fact, they'll be working on an 8x10 inch wooden panel, which we will have already wired at the back. So what they make in the workshop, they literally can go home, take a picture off the wall, stick it on the wall, on the nail on the wall there, or else put another nail in the wall, and there it goes.
Cool. You said when you were putting this workshop together that you wanted to bring out your individual passions into the workshop. So what are the passions of the leaders of this workshop?
Well, Lisa, she used to be a developmental service worker, and she actually facilitated many art experiences in that capacity. She's also been an art instructor, and right now she's exploring in her own mediums. She works in all kinds of artistic mediums of acrylic and paper cuttings, etc. She's exploring a safe place to create art. She's looking for a sense of art to become a non-verbal problem-solving thing. She's experimenting and looking for self-expression, and she's actually really wanting to share that. And her passion is really to encourage others to release the judgment and to really work from the heart. Sherry, she has been and still is an alternative healthcare person, and she's currently mentoring people of all ages to actually just experience art. She's a mixed media artist, and she's a resin expert, and she expresses herself through art fully. She really feels like she wants to try and get people into the zone to experience art as a beautiful dance. And her passion is about people and the whole healing aspect of art for people.
I love that expression, getting into art like a beautiful dance.
Yes.
What a lovely thought.
Yeah. Yes.
And
then myself, my passion is play. I am about the process of art. I play when I make my own art, and I want people to experience my sense of playing when they see my art, and then when they do their own art, hopefully with my mentoring, they too will play and experience what the process is all about.
So although people are going to just play, will you also sort of be leading them through that play in some way?
Yes, we have. We were leading them without giving it away. We will be leading them through four stages. They will be developing the work in layers.
Oh, well, that sounds good. Well, that also is a bit of a safety net for people, I think, because to be given, well, I'm a writer, and to be given the blank page is a little daunting. But if somebody says, okay, here's a blank page and, you know, write about such and such, it's a lot easier. So I think the fact that you're actually going to lead them through a little bit will help.
Yes, there actually will be a lot of leading, yeah. But and we will try and curtail how much we actually do that to allow for self-expression, but we do want them to, that there is a format.
Oh, lovely. Okay. And if a family wants to do a group picture, is that possible?
What they could do is they could each of them take their 8x10s and decide to put them together as a square, or if they wanted to work on a line or whatever, definitely. Mm-hmm. They could definitely do that.
Super. Yeah. Maybe you'd like to tell us a little bit about your own art.
My own art is about the image, usually on an abstracted atmospheric background. I like people to look at my art and then look at it again and have a little mini vacation, holiday, trip, whatever you want to call it, of 30 seconds or less or minutes, but walk away feeling that there's been a shift in what they, you know, in their life. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. But I do want them to look and then look again.
Hmm. And just before the break, we heard that you have an exhibition currently up at Capers in Campbellford. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
So what sort of paintings do you have there? How many?
There are 11 that are up, and I'm a mixed media artist, so I work in acrylic paints and photo transfers, and I stick pieces of paper on and paint over them, that sort of thing. Again, this show is actually called Rural Settling. So it's based on, I live on a farm, so it's based on the rural setting of what I feel, not necessarily what I see, but what I feel about being on my farm. It's my safe place.
Oh. That sounds interesting. I live up in Trent River, so I will definitely go and have a look now that I know it's there.
Oh, and Capers would love you to take something from the menu.
Yeah, we'll do that too. Okay, Roseanne, so that's your art. Now, Sherry and Lisa are not with us today, but perhaps you could tell us a little bit about their art.
Well, Sherry's art right now is up at the Riverview Restaurant in Campbellford and Jolly Cur store, which is in Campbellford as well. Her work is very organic, and she works with a variety of media, resin being the main thing that she actually puts on top of it, so that in the end it's all very shiny. But she puts all kinds of stuff on her work, and the base is usually acrylic paint. It's abstracted, and it's very, as I said, organic. Organic, but it's very expressive of emotions and feelings. Lisa's work, it's up at the I Am Coffee restaurant in Campbellford, and her work is very design oriented. She does a lot of paper clippings, which are like stencil like things, and she puts them on backgrounds of acrylics. She also does acrylics by themselves, and then she also will look to put other things on them. So essentially, like myself, Lisa and Sherry, we're all mixed media artists.
Hmm, but all in three very different ways.
Yeah, very, very different ways.
That will be most interesting.
Yes.
Well, thanks very much, Roseanne and Judy. We've been interviewing Judy Hopkins, Chair of the Spirit of the Hills Visual Arts Committee, and Roseanne Dolan, one of the presenters of the workshops at the Spirit of the Hills Festival of the Arts. We look forward to the art show, Judy, and to the workshop you're going to give on November the 4th, Roseanne. And listeners, to connect with us at the show, please send your comments, queries, or suggestions for whom we might interview in future programs to our website, wordonthehills.com. At the website, you'll find all our broadcasts archived so that you can listen to them from anywhere and at any time. We'd love to hear from you, and we welcome your comments on the programs. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll join us again for another program next week, Sunday at 1 p.m., rebroadcast on Thursdays at 1 a.m., right here on Northumberland 897, Truly Local Radio.